I often feel when I come to meetings like this that I'm being asked to speak because if you have a meeting like this and you bring everybody in, someone who got elected in some state should talk even though everybody in the audience knows more than the speaker does about the topic. And that may be the case here today. And I say in all humility that I may not have any observations that are worth your hearing, but I would like to talk a little bit about the role of higher education, the financing of it, and the changes that it's going through in our state and throughout this country as a part of the education reform movement that is sweeping the United States. I try to say every time I give a talk that one of my darkest fears about this whole education movement is that it will become, as have so many other things to Americans, a passing fad. That it'll become like the Twist and the Hula Hoop and the Edsel. If you're over 35, you can remember all three of those things. Something that we once are obsessed by briefly for a fleeting moment, and then we begin to worry about something else, like whether we should give football scholarships to field goal kickers. And so I think that as politicians, those of you who are elected officials, without regard to party or state or the economic conditions of your respective states, one thing you ought to be asking yourself is, what can I do to keep this thing going? How can we somehow institutionalize this process so that if I get beaten the next election or get run over by a car next week or something else happens that I won't like personally, these things that we believe in will somehow endure? Because I am convinced, as much as anything else, that we need a great dose of patience with this education reform movement and a great dose of persistence, and we all need to be committed to the proposition that we need about 10 years hard work in every state in this country at every level of education to achieve the sort of thoroughgoing changes that I think we would virtually all agree upon.